Not long ago, I posted a video on QAnon, but since then, I have done a little more research into it. So today, I'd like to present a longer video, a more in-depth video, and through this video, we see that Q is a religious movement. It's not just an information movement, but it is a religious movement. So let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share the deep things of your word. Theological confusion reigns, but your word gives us what we need to deliver us from the snares of the devil. Give us wisdom now as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. QAnon, a religious movement. This message will be posted at sermonaudio.com Providence. The PDF and the video and the audio will be there, and the PDF file will have the links to which we refer. I realize many will disagree with what we are about to present, but stick with me. We shall see that QAnon is an anti-Christian religious movement that has many right words in order to present itself as a quasi-Christian effort. 1 Corinthians 11:3 gives us a good description of Q. Quoting, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Beguiled, that means deception, enticement, pleasant words that entice one away from the simplicity of Christ. 1 Timothy 4:1 tells us, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. See also John 1:17 and 14:6. We shall show from God's word that Q is a seducing spirit. It presents doctrines of devils as it offers worldwide victory and freedom without Christ. Though not specifically stated, the implications are obvious. Q's basic thesis is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We could stop here, but we will continue to show that Q is a seducing spirit who presents a doctrine of devils. In 1965, I became acquainted with the idea that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. I became acquainted through a young lady who was a member of the John Birch Society, and I attended some of the meetings with her. From that time on, I was exposed to the freedom idea in both religious and secular sources. Even the Indianapolis Star had the front page banner, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The obvious reference there in the Star was that they had the truth, and if you knew the truth, you would be set free. Well, we know that banner is not true, because even though they presented the truth, we read of the riots in Indianapolis not long ago. But we must ask, free from what? Free from debt? Free from illness? Free from unfaithful spouse? Free from worries and cares? Free from hard work? Free from reaping what one sows with his wicked lifestyle? I sure know it's not free from illness, because I ended up in the emergency room not long ago with what seemed to be a heart attack. So I know the truth, but yet I'm not free from illness, nor are you. The Q movement is simply a continuation of what I encountered in the 1960s, both in and out of religious circles. We commonly hear this humanistic offer of freedom from the majority of so-called Christian pulpits today, as well as from various secular sources. such as Q. I have served under, I have sat in services under pastors, and have been in well-attended preachers' meetings where Q's philosophy of freedom through knowledge was promoted. But freedom is never specifically defined. It is left up to the hearer to define freedom in a manner that meets his needs. However, the clear implication of movements like Q is that when enough people know the truth about various secret evil activities, society will be free from the tyrannical control of the elite. Is such a thing possible? Can knowledge of hidden and possibly true things in high places produce freedom? As Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. He said that about 3,000 years ago. And his saying is still as true today as it was then. Q's religion is not new. It is the same religion offered by the serpent in the garden, only it's dressed up in different garments. The first Humanist Manifesto was issued in 1933. In 1973, a second Humanist Manifesto was issued. Its first point states, as non-theists, we begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity. Nature may indeed be broader and deeper than we now know. Any new discoveries, however, will but enlarge our knowledge of the natural. We can discover no divine purpose or providence for the human species. While there is much that we do not know, humans are responsible for what we are or will become. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. And I have the URL is in the notes. Q is man's continuing effort to save himself through knowledge apart from any deity. Makes it very clear. No deity will save us. Q's plan of salvation of the world is simply to provide information about wicked men in high places. Excuse me. And freedom will develop. Quoting Rush Dooney, according to Camus, 1913 to 1960, there are only two possible worlds, the world of grace on the one hand and the world of rebellion on the other hand. The disappearance of one, he said, is equivalent to the appearance of the other. Wherever, to any degree, grace recedes, there rebellion will make its appearance. To the extent and to the degree the church withdraws or limits its claim, to that degree the world of rebellion appears. End of quote. Camus was by no means a Christian, but he had a true insight into the world at large. That is, this is a hard saying, but Q has denied the world of grace and is thus living in a world of rebellion. That is, they are living in a world of rebellion against God's sovereign control of history and rebellion against his plan to save the world through Christ. When the biblical doctrine of divine predestination, working in history, to subdue all things to the Son is abandoned, meaning is abandoned, and then neither man nor history has meaning. The results are drugs, drunkenness, suicide, search for a new spouse, and new things of all kinds. Look out there, we drive into Cincinnati once in a while, and the amount of new pickup trucks. Of course, that's where the money is for the car manufacturers, and that's where the status is for any good redneck, is having a pickup truck. And the number of new pickup trucks on the road is attention getting. And a pickup truck is not cheap, to say the least. Even though there's nothing to them, there's not much to them. There's a lot of money to them. And the car manufacturers know that, so they've backed off of producing sedans, and they now produce pickup trucks. So a lack of peace in the life, a new pickup will surely provide peace in my life and freedom. Motorcycle, the spirit of freedom on a motorcycle. But when the biblical doctrine of predestination, of God's working in history, subduing all things, is abandoned, then history has no meaning. And Christians, even Christians, seek after things that might give him meaning. There is no meaning nor truth apart from the predestinating God. When Christians abandon their confidence that God controls history, they will see the reprobate controlling history. When Christians give it up, the reprobate will take it over. There is a vacuum. A vacuum cannot exist, neither in science nor in history. Q's philosophy appeals to these Christians who have no faith in God's divine control of history. Now, let's divide our examination here into two parts. First, the Word of God. And then second, we'll use Q's own word. The Word of God. Can Christians ignore the Word of God? Can knowledge about deeds of the powers of darkness produce freedom from tyranny? Can knowledge about the deep things of Satan produce freedom from Satan's tyranny? Not on your life. That's a vain imagination that knowledge about Satan can produce freedom from Satan's tyranny. Let's examine the idea of you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. It comes from John chapter 8. In verses 31 through 35, Jesus Christ is dealing with the tyranny of sin. Jesus told the Jews that only faith in the Son of God could free them from that slavery or bondage to sin. Verses 32 and verse 36 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But that statement was given in the context of only knowing Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Only knowing Christ can produce freedom. And the Jews did not like that message at all, and they argued with Christ there in that section. In the book of Romans, we read, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then in 5:12 we read, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Word of God, the Word of God, Christ, told us that the real tyranny is the tyranny of sin in John chapter 8. Every individual since Adam is suffering under sin's tyranny. The only freedom from that tyranny is Christ. Christ's offer of freedom from tyranny in John 8 is as different from Q's offer of freedom from tyranny through knowledge as life is from death. Now, what does Q say? A close examination examine Q a little closer, and not, I didn't get too close, I didn't need to, because it doesn't take much investigation to show the direction that they are going. But a close examination of Q reveals it is a very subtle war against the Christian faith. I realize there are other Q videos that are more involved than the one referred to me. I did not watch those other videos, for I believe this one gives a sufficient overview of Q's philosophy. And anyway, you'll find the URL in the notes. The opening splash on this video is a large Q with this statement under it. The plan to save the world, that is to say, man needs no doctrine of sin, no doctrine of repentance, no conversion, for no deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Though Q may mention various appealing words such as God, prayer, and love for one's country, we will see that its basic faith is humanism. That is a man-centered salvation, a man-created salvation. For no deity will save us. Q tells us that by providing true knowledge of the many secret and evil things being done by criminals, and that word criminal we'll see is Q's word, freedom from tyranny will result. Q ignores John's words in 1 John 5:19, the whole world lies in wickedness. Q offers a plan to save the world. This plan is revealed in the video that was sent, that was referred to me. On the other hand, the Lord's plan to save the world is revealed in Matthew 28:19-20. These two plans are as far apart as life is from death. Only the Lord's plan will produce freedom, life, and peace. I transcribed the spoken text of the video, and the entire text will be posted on sermon audio with this message. The speaker spoke fast as images flashed on the screen, so he was difficult to understand, especially with the images. If you watch the video, do as I do. Turn on the closed caption and read what he was saying. Being only 13 minutes long, it cannot define Q, all that Q represents, but I'm sure it gives a sufficient overview. Now, quoting the Q from the Q video, and this is on down at the 10-minute mark, the world is currently experiencing a dramatic covert war of biblical proportions, literally the fight for earth between forces of good and forces of evil. I can't put it in simpler terms, but I can say that it appears that the good guys are winning. The cabal has had complete control over North Korea. They hijacked the Kim dynasty, took them hostage, and worked to build up a nuclear arsenal to threaten the world. End quote here. Forces of good versus forces of evil. That sounds very much, that reminds me of Star Wars. You have a conflict between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And of course, the forces were all from the same source, and neither source was from God. It was a very good, enjoyable, I enjoyed it, occult movie. And it's the occult sticks out all over the place there. It's written all over. But I enjoyed watching it, as most of you probably did. Q surely did not mean this in a biblical sense, but there is literally a fight for the earth. The wars between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of his dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy's weapons are lies and deceits. The son's weapon is truth. We know which one will prevail at the end. However, the battle is here and now between Q's humanistic plan to save the world, and the divine plan put forth by our Lord Jesus Christ to save the world. Now, one cannot tell if what Q says is true, rumor, or internet gossip. I read it on the internet, so it must be true, is what many of us are inclined to think. However, many things put forth by Q have been shown to be true, which is where a problem lies. Truth gets attention, and just a little bit of truth gets attention, and it offers legitimacy to rumor. Hebrews 5:14 tells us that only those who know the word of God can discern the truth, behind QAnon. It reads, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." The Q video opens by identifying criminals as those who are involved in theft and even murder when they can get away with it. These criminals are corrupting the world, poisoning our food, quoting, and are igniting conflicts and wars all over the world. Criminals are, quote, "those who choose personal gain and the rights of others, those who choose personal gain over the rights of others with no regard for the law," end quote. Now, quoting again, quoting the video at the start, "If you wonder why we go to war or why we never seem to be able to get out of debt," excuse me, "why there is poverty, division, and crime, if I told you there was a reason for it all, what if I told you it was done on purpose, what if I told you that those things, those who were corrupting the world, poisoning our food, and igniting the igniting conflict were themselves about to be permanently eradicated from the earth? You might think that an idealistic fantasy. Well, let me tell you a story." Continuing on here in the quote. Excuse me. "We acknowledge there are criminals, of course. They rob your house. They steal your phone. They can murder you, too, if they think they can get away with it. We have all experienced criminals in one way or the other. Criminals, as we know, are those who choose personal gain over the rights of others with no regard for the law. But here is where you need to expand your thinking. Criminals can also succeed in business and in politics and can be elected as our leaders. If a criminal became a president, imagine what they could achieve." Looks like we might be about to experience that. "They could use the full weight of their executive power to commit much larger crimes and ensure that they and friends were enriched to the fullest extent possible. A criminal president could create alliances with other criminal presidents and collaborate on more global criminal activities. Anything goes: drug running, human trafficking, whatever makes big bucks." Continuing in the quote at minute number 3. "First, they accumulated the world's wealth. They invented a system of money called central banking, which lends money to governments with interest, placing countries in eternal debt. People's wealth gets less. Their wealth, the criminal's wealth, gets much more, much, much more. When a criminal is already as rich as they can get, then protecting their ill-gotten gains becomes the priority. Angry citizens, tired of being poor, are a major obstacle and can revolt when they suffer enough. The criminals needed to prevent this, so they diverted attention to the last remaining competitor, the people of the world, you and me. We are not happy being ruled by criminals. We have to work 3 jobs just to survive. They know we won't accept it, so they use their control of the media to set black against white, women against man, woman against man, young against old, Muslim against Christians. They convince us we are the problem, so we would fight and destroy ourselves." End of quote. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the Q video, the speaker makes this shocking statement. This statement goes against not only the clear teaching of Scripture, but it goes against common sense. Can you grasp? Please grasp and understand the overwhelming significance of this statement. if you know the Bible at all, if you have any common sense at all, listen to this. Quote, "It is not our nature to fight and be racist. It is not our nature to rob from others. What you must learn is that it was the criminals all along." End of quote. Can you grasp such a foolish, idiotic, unscriptural, demonic statement as that? It is not our nature to fight and be racist. I mean, that's just totally beyond comprehension. Christians cannot understand. A genuine Christian cannot understand the foolishness, the upside downness of the unsaved's thinking. It's beyond our ability to grasp. Clearly stated here is that Q is a self-righteous religious movement. We can't get around that. Now, what are we told on the Q video? First, I heard no mention of sin in this Q video. Second, all the blame for the social unrest and turmoil is placed on evil oppressors, which are basically identified as bankers, politicians, and out-of-control government agencies. Thus, we see that Q seeks to place the guilt of the world's problems on others who are defined as criminals. Q concludes that because we do not murder, cheat, steal, as do the rich and powerful of the world, we are not criminals. Q offers a wonderful opportunity to ease one's consciousness of guilt and personal responsibility. The overall theme of Q is that one's problems are the fault of someone else, like Bill Gates, George Soros, and go on down the list of the internet titans of how they are to blame and not us. From the time of the garden, man has sought, and not our sinful nature, let's put it that way. From the time of the garden, man has sought ways to blame others for his failures and sins. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest me to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat." Adam blamed his wife for his sin, but actually he blamed God, for God is the one who provided his wife. Furthermore, since sin entered into the world, the natural state of man is to lie and war among themselves. We see that in the very first all-out sin, Cain killed his brother Abel. The logical conclusion here, if God is the one who exalted the criminal class, then God is at fault for the world's turmoil. I see James 1 for that. The prevalence of sin is because man yields to his sin nature. A third point here out of the Q video. Q clearly promotes the religion of humanism. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Q offers a plan to save the world. That plan is in total opposition to God's plan. We must save ourselves because there's no deity who can save us. It's a doctrine of demons as much as anything can possibly be. Fourth, in Romans 1, Paul describes the nature of fallen man who do not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. They are unrighteous, wicked, covetous, murderers, proud, haters of God, and inventors of evil things. Now, let's just, the overview was a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind covers every form of wickedness that one can imagine, including those forms of wickedness that we cannot imagine, because it says here, They are inventors of evil things. They invent evil things. And their inventions we don't know about. They're things that lay awake at night, or they counsel together and invent these evil things. They are reprobates because they have rejected God. Fifth, Q ignores the fact that Paul describes all men, both the oppressed and the oppressor, in Romans 1. That is, those who plan and exercise tyrannical authority are under the same tyranny of sin as those over whom they express their tyrannical authority. However, God is very clear that because of Adam's sin, all of his posterity has the natural tendency to war, rob, and exercise tyrannical authority as much as he can or at every opportunity, as well as all the rest of the evils mentioned by Paul in Romans chapter 1 and in Romans 6, 9 through 11, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, which we don't have time to look at. The inborn sin nature cannot be changed through acquiring human knowledge. Man can only be freed from the bondage to sin, the tyrannical bondage of sin nature, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and John chapter 8. Paul, Christ made that very clear. Six, it should be readily apparent to those of us who know God's inspired word, we should know that the gospel, that the goal of movements like Q is to enable man to avoid the fact that he is a sinner before God, and his rebellion against God has social consequences. The oppressed sinner brings upon himself the terrors of his sin. You'll find that in Hosea 13:9, Romans 6:23, and in Galatians 6. Verse 7, where it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Banks. Let me say a word about banks. Everyone loves to hate banks, but the clear fault lies with the borrower. Proverbs 22:7, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." That is, no one forced debt upon the person or nation. Debt is a personal choice. Bondage to the bank is a personal choice for those who want that new pickup truck, who want bigger and better, who want to buy things that are beyond their capabilities or beyond their station in life. Debt is a personal choice. Debt is willing bondage, tyrannical bondage to a bank. The choice is primarily motivated by violating the 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet. The desire for unneeded, bigger, and better things willingly causes one to become slave to a bank. I am in debt, and it is a banker's fault. That dog won't hunt because it's just not true." James chapter 1, James pronounces a terrible curse upon the rich who heap up treasure at the expense of the working man, particularly when the treasure is gained through deceptive means. Q claims to be a movement that seeks to awaken the American people to the wickedness in high places, with the confidence that knowledge will cause people to break the chains of bondage to the wicked who are in power. Though Q does not encourage violence, human nature says that if the population can be provoked enough, there will be violence. Here's a quote from another email sent to me. The X-22 report at approximately 30 minutes in this video, 30 minutes in, shows how the media and the WHO created this financial lockdown to push their agenda. Previously, I sent you a link to a Facebook video that shows how Trump standing up to the globalists in the UN meeting started this all. Evidently, Q sends out a daily update of events that the reader or the member might find interesting. We see that Q seeks to expose a council of vain, evil men in their attempt to overthrow what is left of the Christian nations of the West and bring about their new world order. Actually, we do not need Q to tell us the secret things that are going on. Psalms 2 tells us that from the beginning, evil men have counseled or conspired together to overthrow everything that represents any kind of godly authority and social order. The more political power the rich conspirators have, the more influence they have to carry out their vain and useless plans against the Lord and His Christ. Read Psalms 2 if you haven't read it for a while. Our responsibility is to pray that God will expose the hidden things of dishonesty and hold those people accountable, that He will raise up godly judges to exercise righteous judgment against the wicked. However, how many even Christians want justice when it comes to their personal lives? Now, Q, there's so much more we can say from Scripture and from Q's own words on the video, but we must quit. We have presented more than enough to clearly show the philosophy behind Q. To sum up its purpose, Q sums up its purpose in this concluding statement on the Q video, and this is found at 12 minutes and 17 seconds. Those of us, quoting, those of us who have followed Q since the beginning will be here to help you make sense of the coming events. We are among the first to realize that our petty partisan divisions are just trivial distractions, and we are all enslaved by a hidden enemy. We realize that the problem was never capitalism nor socialism, Democrat or Republican, black or white, Muslim or Christian. We know it was the very powerful criminals who had too much power. Fellow slaves, it's time to buckle your seatbelts, recognize your true enemy. And I remembered the old Pogo comic strips, and those of you who might be a little older would remember the Pogo comic strips by Walt Kelly, I think the artist was, and I think he died in 76. But the old Pogo comic strips, in one of them, Pogo said, "We have faced the enemy, and we have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us." The enemy is us. fellow slaves, it's time to recognize the enemy, and the enemy is us, basically. Continuing the quote, recognize your true enemy and embrace a new future that we all owe to the brave patriots who risked their lives to achieve this victory against the source of the greatest force of evil the world has ever known. May God bless America. End of quote. The final screen on the video at 13 minutes, has a Q with the word, trust the plan. Q boldly states it has the plan to save the world. How can we miss that unscriptural statement as Christians? How can a Christian be taken in by this unbiblical satanic offer? Q's final statement clearly marks Q as a religious movement that denies the grace of God. It is clearly in rebellion against God's plan to save the world. Q's plan is in stark contrast with the Lord Jesus Christ's plan of go into all the world and preach the gospel. Q is another gospel. Its basic premise is that by exposing enough of the evil deeds of those in high places, freedom will result. However, freedom is never identified. We must repeat Rush Dooney's quote of Camus, There are only two possible worlds, the world of grace on one hand and the world of rebellion on the other hand. The disappearance of one, he said, is equivalent to the appearance of the other. wherever, to any degree, grace recedes, their rebellion will make an appearance. To the extent and to the degree the church withdraws or limits its claim, to that degree the world of rebellion can appear, rebellion appears. And it's hard to believe that this sound of a statement would be issued by an unsaved man. He grasps the spirit, both spirits, the spirit of victory and grace, or the spirit of rebellion and rejection of God's grace. Q has denied grace through faith, and thus it is in rebellion against God. One is either for Christ or against him. There's no middle ground. Q offers a plan to save the world apart from the gospel of Christ. Q is worse than criminal, for Q offers freedom apart from the Christian gospel. Q offer is a replay of the old offer from the serpent in the garden. Choose the tree of knowledge over the tree of life, and you will find your freedom. God help us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the freedom we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. We come to you in the confidence that you hear our prayers, and with the confidence that your plan to do the world is to your Son is taking place even in the turmoil of our age. We thank you that though the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing against your Son, you are using their rage to accomplish your divine predetermined plan, which has existed from before the foundations of the world. We praise your name for your word, which alone is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In our dark day of massive confusion and false doctrines, we ask that you will shine your light so that we may believe and walk in the right path as defined in your word. We pray with the confidence that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is, I am Reverend Ovid Mead, and Lord willing, this video will be on YouTube. Also, the video, audio, and the PDF notes will be at sermonaudio.com. Have a good day in the Lord. Amen.